spreading propaganda.
Sibling dong dong, sibling dong dong, it's a rude boy. Yo, power station, I lock. Who says so? Papa Alba, the original. It's my
power station plays crucial reggae. So, people, tune the dial to power station for some wicked reggae music. I'm on Carson Livingston, so watch it. Watch it.
Take it no more.
Stay at home, yeah. That little girl was born on the ghetto side of town. She knows every trick in the book and she certainly gets around. She's been with many men since she was only 10. She never stays at home, she's always on the
Salut à toutes et salut à tous. Vous êtes bien sur les ondes positives de RDWA et vous écoutez Power Station, une nouvelle émission qui commence, presque 90 minutes de reggae music. Et ce soir, notre émission sera consacrée au mouvement de la dub poetry. Alors pour ceux qui ne le connaissent peut-être pas, eh bien il s'agit simplement en fait de poèmes. De poèmes scandés sur fond de dub en général. Le premier à le faire fut Oko Ono Oura, Oko Ono Oura, en 1979. Et ce mouvement pris de l'ampleur au fur et à mesure des années est encore présent actuellement. Les plus grands acteurs furent Muta Baruka, El Kaji, Benjamin Zefania et bien d'autres suivirent sur le continent américain, en Jamaïque et sur le continent européen. Voilà, donc c'est à travers la compilation World Sound and Power qui fut sortie en 1983 que le grand public découvrit réellement en fait l'ampleur de ce mouvement très très militant. La plupart des textes parlent réellement des droits des Noirs, des droits des hommes, des droits des femmes. C'est l'occasion en tout cas pour faire passer des messages qui font réfléchir, hein, des messages militants sur de la musique qu'ils qualifieraient de mystique. Donc voilà, ça sera une spéciale dub poetry pour le Power Station de ce soir. Et la plupart des dub poètes font référence bien évidemment au premier DJ jamaïcain, à savoir U-Roy, I-Roy, mais le premier réellement à faire de la dub poetry et à la fois être un DJ, ce fut Prince 4i. Le prochain morceau s'intitule Younger Generation, interprété par Prince 4i.
Generation Foundation. It's no use hiding nothing from this generation. For what was hidden from the past generation, no reveal unto this generation, the younger generation. You see,
that little girl was born on the ghetto side.
My sister and brother do.
She know, 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 she know,
she know, she know.
So let us stand in formation and let us build up foundation for the young generation. For when you think of the young generation, you're gone in revelation. Till you say you're gone in revelation, you think of the young generation. Yeah, I and I deal with the young generation. We're gone in meditation.
up our nation. Unity is strength, you see, yeah. God was forbidden from the wise and prudent, shall reveal unto the babe and suckling, which is the suckling this day, with the young generation. Tell you say the young generation. Tell you make we build up our nation. Tell you make we stand in formation.
Nation, yeah.
Generation, tell you see a strong generation. You're gone in revelation. You deal with meditation in foundation.
Yeah, in foundation. L'homme. Prince for I, hein, qui n'est pas réellement un dub poète, hein, donc voilà, notre émission est consacrée à la dub poetry. On a choisi de commencer avec Prince for I, hein, mais c'est pas réellement un dub poète au même titre que Muta Baruka ou même que LKJ, car c'est vraiment LKJ qui popularisa le style. Donc bien évidemment, on va vous passer les grandes figures du dub poetry, mais on va aussi profiter de cette émission pour vous passer de sombres inconnus. Des gens que moi-même je ne connaissais pas auparavant. Et on va commencer tout de suite avec le prochain titre interprété par Michael Smith. Michael Smith eut une carrière assez courte car il fut assassiné en 1983. Mais c'est un vrai dub poète qui eut son heure de gloire en 1978 lorsqu'il représentait la Jamaïque, je ne sais plus à quel forum, mais voilà, il a sorti un album qui s'appelle Me Can't Believe It, et c'est un vrai dub poète. Le morceau qu'on va écouter s'intitule Roots, et laissez-vous bercer par l'ambiance mystique de ce dub.
Roots. Roots. Roots.
Lord. And my roots. And my roots. Roots. Youth man, them searching the crevices and corners for them roots.
Lord.
And them are roots. And them are roots. But searching for them roots are cause an explosion between man and man.
Lord.
What are my roots? What are my roots? Some are say, which roots? When the only roots them can trace start with them mother and end with them grandmother. And now roots. But youth man, rooting in the muck like Trenton. Cause nobody never tell him where him come from. Some of you are rude to find where him go. Intellect, I search them roots through science. And in my roots,
Lord,
in my roots, others are wear dashiki. Sport afro, lock said, smoke highly if you identify with them roots. And them are roots. Lord, them mythical, rootical, and them physical. Some a beat jump to get closer to them roots. And them a beat. And them a beat. And them a chant. And them a chant. Ja, Ja, Rastafari. Ja, Ja, roots are this one. The max him where me age. Him say, roots. Set, roots. Name, no roots. Cause that no belong to I and I. Some curse name roots. Shouting name like wild, barbarian, savage, inhuman. What happened for them roots no humanitarian?
L'homme Michael Smith, le morceau s'appelle Roots. On est fin années 70, début années 80. Et bien sûr, le mouvement des Blacks est en pleine effervescence à travers les Black Panthers et à travers bien d'autres personnes autour des personnages illustres comme Martin Luther King ou Malcolm X. Donc le dub poetry s'alimente énormément de tout cet engouement. Et bien sûr, c'est un précurseur aussi, une fois encore. Les Jamaïcains sont les précurseurs dans le hip-hop. Ils sont les précurseurs aussi dans ce qui concerne le slam, le spoken words. Donc on voit la prépondérance des textes qui s'affirment. Et forcément, lorsqu'on donne la parole et qu'on tend l'oreille pour l'entendre, eh bien, les textes sont percutants. Donc, bien évidemment, c'est de la poésie, donc on joue avec les mots, mais aussi il y a un message qui passe, et souvent dans la majorité des cas, dans la dub poetry, c'est des messages militants, empruntant un petit peu un côté mystique, apocalyptique, biblique. Donc, et de cela aussi, un vrai style est né aussi. Oko Onoura a créé un style de chant lié à ça, mais on verra ça plus tard. Pour l'instant, on s'écoute un second morceau de Michael Smith dans la veine plus dub poetry traditionnelle qu'on connaît bien. Le morceau s'appelle Long Time.
Long time we no have no fun. I said the latest thing now is gone. Look, man I fear run. Lord God, I fear fire burn. Thy kingdom come, what's to be done? Long time we no have no fun. All we have is the chalice and the palace. Man drum we shout version. The next thing you know we're landing up. Dancing to the sounds of the dub, we find that this was the only fun. But the rasta come, and everything of it was done. Be step and spat, and some of them make a years to retreat, because them well hot. 30-14 now what? We have a time, a party. Next thing you know, in a heart, cause the next man pan, the other side of the fence, and join another party. The boat away, a truck, we no see, we no lucky, cause the boat by the dutty.
Morceau Long Time interprété par l'homme Michael Smith. On enchaîne avec donc une des figures de la dub poetry. Il s'agit donc de Oku Onuora. Oku Onuora, c'est un personnage atypique né dans les années 50 en Jamaïque, d'une nature assez rebelle et provocatrice. Il reçut une éducation plutôt rasta et en fait il lutta mais au vrai sens du terme. Il entra en guérilla pour pouvoir préserver les acquis sociaux qu'ils avaient établis dans leur communauté jamaïcaine et en fait il se fit attraper et copa de 15 ans de prison en 1970, et c'est là qu'il commença en fait à écrire et à se tourner vers la poésie. Donc forcément, le côté militant ressort implicitement dans ses textes. Et c'est devenu vraiment la figure de la dub poetry à partir des années 80. On écoute tout de suite le morceau Pressure Drop, interprété par Oku Onuora. C'est celui-ci, je vous en ai dit direct. Pressure Drop.
a bleed, man a rage. Hurt a bleed, man a rage. Hurt a bleed, man a rage. Man a fi live in a shanty, shanty. Don't go shanty, shanty. Cost of living gets so high. Man a fi shopping with him eye. Them your days not even rain will fall from sky.
Le morceau Pressure Drop interprété par Oku Onu Ora. Et juste pour la petite précision, c'est son nom en nigérian veut dire Oku, veut dire le feu, et Onu Ora veut dire la voix du peuple. Voilà, donc c'était le premier personnage vraiment très important dans ce mouvement de dub poetry. Et à la même période, parallèlement, réellement, c'était Muta Baruka, l'autre grand ponte de la dub poetry, Muta Baruka, qui commença aussi à écrire, en fait, très 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 jeune, des biographies de Malcolm X. Très très vite, il s'intéressait à la cause des Blacks, hein, et il sortit plusieurs albums. Il a sorti plusieurs albums. Il a écrit beaucoup de livres. Il a une émission de télé sur une chaîne jamaïcaine. Il est propriétaire d'une grande librairie à Kingston. C'est vraiment un personnage extrêmement important, un notable en fait de l'île, hein. Donc avant sa période de notable, il a eu sa période donc d'artiste réellement, à travers ses poésies, à travers ses albums, ses enregistrements. Et donc à l'émission de télé qu'il animait, je me souviens plus du nom de son émission, mais il invitait donc différentes personnes à venir chanter leurs textes a cappella, chanter ou clamer leurs textes. Donc à nouveau on retrouve ce côté du slam, que à l'époque on ne l'appelait pas ça encore du slam, mais pourtant c'en est réellement. C'est des textes clamés a cappella, puis clamés sur de la musique, mais des textes pertinents qui amènent à réfléchir. Et voilà, donc on va écouter quelques morceaux de Muta Baruka. Pour commencer, le morceau Angola Invasion, Muta Baruka.
We interrupt this music to bring you a special news bulletin. South African troops have just passed their borders into Angolan territory.
It has been reported that several Angolans have been killed and wounded.
Meanwhile, them invade Angola again, my friend. Just when we check the oppression of our end, them invade Angola again. And thousands die, and we ask ourselves why. Nation till a buy, the diamond and the gold, the rubies and the coal, them a uphold apartheid system.
Aggressions have multiplied, the contagion has spread. Some states are in the thick of the fight, others are threatened. The reign of fear dominates the world. The victim of today and tomorrow tremble for the future. Think to strengthen their position by flattering those whose aggression they fear. International morality has disappeared.
The Japanese have them car expansion. The Arab have them oil weapon. The American have them neutron bomb. Black man, you too, humanitarian. Just when we check the America, we friend. Again, them invade Angola again, my friend, invade Angola.
peace among men and nations, so long as the strong continues to oppress the weak, so long as injustice is done to other people, just so long will we have cause for war and to make a lasting peace an impossibility.
Bouta Baruka, le morceau s'appelle Angola Version. Et pour bien comprendre le personnage de Bouta Baruka, il faut savoir qu'il est né vraiment dans les bidonvilles de Kingston. Son père est mort à l'âge de 8 ans, donc il s'est retrouvé très vite abandonné. Bouta Baruka, c'est le surnom que ses petits copains à l'école lui ont donné et qui lui a collé toute sa vie. Et à partir de là, bah en fait, c'était un petit peu la survie réelle, quoi. Donc il a vraiment vécu ce côté-là de la Jamaïque jusque dans les années 70, où à force d'écrire, il a voulu un petit peu retrouver un nouvel environnement, en fait. On va écouter un autre morceau de Bouta Baruka. Le prochain morceau s'intitule Any Which Way, Freedom.
Meanwhile, you're dancing to this music and trying to figure out these lyrics. Meanwhile, you're drinking and having fun. Watch out, the revolution come. Better be a part of the solution. This might be the final confrontation. Better awake to this reality. No time to lose your sanity. Cause by the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun, any which way, freedom must come. By the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun, any which way, freedom must come. Killing the children in sweater, turning El Salvador in a one big ghetto, dumping waste on sea and land, building up arsenal of nuclear weapons, oppressing the Asians, bombing in Iran, troops in Afghanistan. There must be a solution, a revolution. By the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun, any which way, freedom must come. By the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun, any which way, freedom must come. Now you kill I today, you can't kill I tomorrow. Today for you, tomorrow your sorrow. Revolution for the poor, a change must come, either by the Bible or by the gun. A change must come, a change must come. By the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun, any which way, freedom must come. By the ballot or the bullet, by the Bible or the gun, any which way, freedom must come.
Ah oui, ce que je n'ai pas dit tout à l'heure, c'est que Bouta Baruka, ça veut dire celui qui est toujours victorieux. Et en quelle langue africaine? C'est en rwandais. En rwandais, celui qui est toujours victorieux. Donc voilà, ça décrit un petit peu le caractère téméraire du gaillard. Le truc aussi qu'il a beaucoup bouleversé, c'était sa rencontre avec le mouvement Rasta. Il s'est profondément intéressé à cette façon de penser, la décrivant comme une quête universelle, au même titre que le bouddhisme ou que l'hindouisme. À un moment, lors de sa quête, il a vraiment commencé à vivre à la façon des Rasta, à arrêter de porter des chaussures, à arrêter de se peigner les cheveux, à se faire pousser les dreadlocks, à faire attention à son régime alimentaire pour progressivement incorporer ce mouvement. Aujourd'hui, Bouta Baruka est un personnage réellement respecté dans toute la communauté internationale et il se déplace régulièrement pour faire des lectures de ses poèmes ou d'autres textes partout à travers le monde et il travaille en étroite collaboration avec beaucoup, beaucoup de monde. On va écouter un dernier morceau de Bouta Baruka, cette fois-ci accompagné par le chanteur Luciano. Le morceau s'appelle le Psaume 24. Psaume 24.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
The world and they that dwell
therein. For he hath found it upon the sea.
He hath founded it on the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Establish it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah? Who shall ascend in the hill?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands.
He that hath
and a pure
clean
heart.
And pure heart.
Who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity? Blessing from Jah Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say who?
Emperor Haile Eyes, Selassie Eyes.
Who is the King of glory?
Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Mighty in battle, mighty in war.
Who is the King? I say who?
Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up. Shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
Say,
Emperor Haile Selassie. He is the King of glory. King of kings, Lord of lords, conquering lion in the tribe of Judah, Elect of himself, light of the world, Jah Rastafari.
Yes, c'était la bad combinaison entre Mutabaruka et l'homme Luciano. Et puisqu'on est dans le domaine des combinaisons, on va passer à un autre morceau qui est une combinaison, cette fois-ci entre le chanteur Garnet Silk et le dub poète Yasus Afarai. Donc lui, pareil, il est inscrit dans la même veine. On n'en a pas beaucoup entendu parler, mais il a fait de merveilleuses choses, avec Garnet Silk notamment. C'est le cas de ce morceau, cette version du Sky Locking. Garnet Silk, Yasus Afarai.
No Garnet Silk, step up.
Rastafari. Lord, we say Rasta, I cover all crevices, all kind of light up.
Oh well now. Lion out, Broncos. Sky Locking.
C'est la rencontre du mystique et du dub poète.
Skylocking, 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 sounds are loading. are played and a song boy lose their faith. Shake their hearts, shake, let it shake. When the lion roars, it's like an earthquake. That's why I'm singing Skylarking. Skylarking, yeah. Skylarking, yes, I'm telling about Wendy.
Some love the idol, them no one bird. The inner the dance, who will light and a blur. One pick a liquor, still no one word. In a walker, in a song, like know them no word. If you dub, you record and you bleed. Even the sound boy, get up and work. But if you no work, you must turn a jerk. You understand? Bird, you're in a competition. Bird, to play selection. Bird,
how you tell them to go on it, sir?
You're Skylarking. 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 You are loving. Now if you keep going what you all are doing, you will end up up in jail. Skylarking. 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 You are loving. Skylarking. Skylarking, yeah. Skylarking, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
so
far right. You want house and car, bike and van. Precious Susan and the one named Pam. Chain round neck, ring pan hand. Jump and jump out for your must understand. Bird, you're in the competition. Bird, took the selection. Bird, the conquering lion. Bird, conquering silk. Bird, you're so safari.
Skylarking, interprété par Garnet Silk et le dub poète Yasu Safari en dub plate pour le sound system Conquering Lion. Donc on est dans cette dimension très très mystique, mais le dub poetry, c'est vraiment les textes avant tout. Et c'est pour ça qu'on va vous passer un morceau qui est un a cappella pour vous dire que c'est encore vivant actuellement. On est en 2014 et bah ça c'est quelque chose trouvé sur internet qui doit dater de 2012. Mais pour vous dire que la dub poetry c'est vraiment une forme d'expression, une forme d'art et d'expression. Là le chanteur s'appelle Rastakura et il nous parle en fait de la guerre alimentaire, food war, la guerre de la nourriture, qu'il n'a pas d'armes létales, mais pour lui son combat c'est à travers l'agriculture. Très intéressant, on écoute ça tout de suite. Rastakura.
No, the conquering lion is art of creation.
Non, c'est pas celle-là.
Me always tell my brethren them say no, I and I is a part of the revolution. But Rastakura not carrying a weapon. So, it's a food war me a fight, and me must win. It's a food war me a fight, that's why me plant the pumpkin. It's a food war me a fight, what? Get us to the planting. In a food war, you don't have no scar. All you have is food, and you win from your begin. Confidence through agriculture, sustain the economy. Blouse and skirt, Jamaican food versus USA fast food. I mean, genetically manipulated seeds and animal genes incorporated. You ever hear about a thing name, beef potato or even pork tomato? Yeah man, them have them things at all. And enough more GM foods, hey Rasta, be careful of soya beans in the eye. We have to store we own a seeds, cars, for ears, ganja, stand up, face off with coke. Till him get him brother crack. For utter word, ganja no bother, him just lean back pan grabber. So, it's a food war we in, and Kura is a survivor. Again, it's a food war me a fight, and me must win. It's a food war me a fight. What? You think it's all the while you get dumpling? is a food war. No more starving. The man with the most food, he must win. Till it's some more, till he sells some more from Argos Town. Me hear the lion roar, so me full up the food basket, take it to Papin Market. Strictly organic, so the Rastaman plant it. So me plant it, and so me yant it. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. Get yourself a farmer. Selassie.
Yes, yes, people, procurez-vous une ferme. Voilà, c'est ça son message. Mettez-vous à l'agriculture. On enchaîne. Le prochain morceau s'appelle Drop It.
Drop it, drop it. The habit, habit, habit. Try it, try it. Cause you're hell bent. Drop it, drop it. The habit, habit. Nobody try it, cause you're hell bent. I know things get tough and the going get rough, and the little hustling is never enough. So you find it best to drift on a cloud of white dust. But is what is among us? I said to Lego, the junkie bandwagon. Drop it, the habit, habit. Nobody try it, cause you're hell-bent. Drop it, the habit, habit. Nobody try it, cause you're hell-bent. You said this train of fame is too much for the brain, and you can't take the pain. So you need a fix, just one fix. But destruction is sure, every day you want it more. I said to Lego, the junkie bandwagon. Drop it, the habit, habit. Nobody try it, cause you're hell-bent. Drop it, the habit, habit. Nobody try it, cause you're hell-bent. In this age of nuclear alert, what is your life worth? Living a lie, getting high. You're just reaching for a ticket to die. I said to Lego, the junkie bandwagon. Drop it, the habit, habit. Nobody try it, cause you're hell-bent. Drop it, the habit, habit. Nobody try it, cause you're hell-bent. Cause drugs is your own destruction.
Le morceau s'appelle Drop It, interprété par Tomin Ellis. Je vous l'avais dit, il y aurait quelques obscurs dub poètes, et c'est encore le cas. Cette fois-ci, on va écouter deux morceaux de Desmond Fada Johnson.
Put her in the mood, put her in the mood. Tell her about where I come from. Africa, slavery, forefathers, mothers, the black struggle, liberation of flesh and soul. Put her in the mood, put her in the mood, in the reggae, jazz, funk, blues, calypso, black music mood, in the good news, gospel, redemption mood. Put her in the mood, put her in the mood. Put her in the mood, put her in the mood, in the black books, black literature and cultural mood. In the pride for race, people, creation mood. In the salvation mood. Put her in the mood, put her in the mood. Put her in the mood, put her in the mood. In the joy and gladness mood, in the gospel freedom mood. Put her in the mood, put her in the mood. Put her in the mood. And let I feel airy. Let I feel strong. Let I contribute, pay tribute, black liberation. Put her in the mood. 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 Thank you.
morceau s'intitule Put I in the Mood, interprété par Desmond Fada Johnson, extrait de l'album Buko Poetry. Donc lui aussi, il s'inscrit vraiment dans cette veine de la dub poetry. Cette fois-ci, c'est sous la forme de la calypso, mais sur ce même album, de nombreux morceaux de bon reggae dub. On écoute tout de suite un autre morceau de Desmond Fada Johnson. Cette fois-ci, c'est le morceau qui donne le titre à l'album. Le morceau Buko Poetry, on se le remet depuis le début. Once again.
The law is like the rubbish heaps, harboring insects in Union Jacks, feeding on their own vomit like a deranged bulldog resembling democracy, barking the stink of England. And I am here, sattering as usual in my armchair. Rioters starts hatching in my head like the British cockroaches swarming me flat like a plague. My body a tremble like a cold dog, me say tie up in front of Tesco's in a jacket, barking shit discreetly. Fear and doubts a blow through me window. Glass broken since last year by a group of young racists who patrol my vicinity like a state of emergency. A stinking piece of chilla clot me face like a needle. And for the first time in my life, the palm of my hand and the sole of my feet turn freezer. It frightening. Imagine being afraid to touch your own body for fear of pneumonia. Imagine being afraid for people fear your private turning solid. Boy, it's a far way away me there, you know. Find a Jamaica if you call, you're sick. In fact, if you call, a dead, you're dead. An exile in this mock and stench of hate, greed for power, fanatical flag worshipping. I survive, I try to survive. I pass the days with thoughts and hope of betterment, peace and love. Eyes blinking, burning under my rented roof, rented energy. Final notices littering our brains with doubts. Council life, council housing, soils my family, soils my people, soils us with desolation and desperation. You look at everything around you and you, I know you own nothing, nothing. All dreams are nightmares, all wishes twisted like the future. Ambitions doomed in this dull society. Money scarce and people brood and hate, and we're suddenly their problems. You can't trust no one, every shadow is a threat. Every sudden sound is death. Life's a paranoid fortress, caught in the middle of the road. Dead threat, hate-riddled society. And just to walk past and see the youth, them a vegetate pan street corners like rotten lampposts. Being encouraged by sub-faced hollow-head sociologists and social workers, telling wicked lies about it, a Jamaican culture to hug the pavement and streets like pierced down puppets. Day in, day out, just rock your head, man, the body your head bad. And just to walk past and see callous ice-faced police boy scolding the youth them pan street corners with van loads of yes sirs, barking like their dogs with their dogs, are beating to coma and bloody face black youth just juke your heart like an eagle and like an explosion you want to blast up, flare up and at least say ras man, stop hit them, stop prison them. And just to walk past and see the little peach neck shit face suckers them standing at street corners marching, hating black people with wishes of death, just glare up nightmare up your edge to the one for say, you want a man chop off your ass neck, no boy. But you just have to walk on in democracy like a true hypocrite pretending to be free. And let them stuff them hating at them nose wall till it broke through them crutches and give them rabies. For a dirty bit of gala come out of them intoxicated belly, full of strong stink and tobacco. And sexual frustration a bust across them foreheads in wrinkles of a threatened masculinity. And them a play rugby gentleman with them bully boy tactics. And a black skin them hate. A black masculinity, femininity and its overpowering drive. So them create myths and derogatory names as devices for their feeble defenses. Turn rednecks, fronts, clans, and a nation of murderers in South Africa.
No hit we pan we back you sour sap. No wash your dirty goat mouth pan we. A long time we a try fi survive in society. Fi the basic with the dance far. We never once wish to listen classical music or be like some of the white kiss me asses them sipping cups of teas on suburban verandas. So no use no rhetoric fi stunt we growth with your illiterate teachers teaching our children low levels and inferiority complex. Your granny, your poop and me have to tell about your parts. No hold way back with your up your communication.
Vous êtes toujours sur les ondes positives de RDY et ses Power Station pour une spéciale dub poetry. Et l'artiste l'artiste s'appelle Desmond Fada Johnson. Il nous chantait Puko Poetry. Le prochain artiste est aussi donc issu de cette même veine. Il s'appelle Oliver Smith et le morceau s'intitule Signs of the Time. Toujours de la dub poetry, toujours pour Power Station. Signs of the Time.
I got the vibes and the signs of the times today. The vibes and the signs of the times. I got the vibes and the signs of the times today. The vibes and the signs of the times. I felt the pressure getting higher and higher. I felt the dagger stabbing deeper and deeper. I felt the blood oozing out, the bitter in my mouth, the violence in my head. I felt redder than dread. I got the vibes and the signs of the times today. The vibes and the signs of the times. And the signs of the times today. The vibes and the signs of the times. I see my sister get raped, she get robbed. I see my brother get shot and get stabbed. I see the poverty arena, my mother in pain. The tears in her eyes, I say, Mama, don't cry. I tell you why. I got the vibes and the signs of the times today. The vibes and the signs of the times. I got the vibes and the signs of the times today. The vibes and the signs of the times. Serious season getting hotter and hotter. And them killing black youth in Atlanta. Because the Ku Klux Klan is an anti-black band. But it's a revolution. We are gonna kill everyone in the clan. Even the president man. I got the vibes and the signs of the times. And the signs of the times. I got the vibes and the signs of the times today. The vibes and the signs of the times. I said love it getting weaker and weaker, and hate it getting stronger and stronger. Man no love anymore, them only want to score. And when the baby born, the father gone. I got the vibes and the signs of the times today. The vibes and the signs of the time. I got the vibes and the signs of the times today. The vibes and the signs of the time. I got the vibes in my mind, so the signs every time. The world not right, no fuss, no fight. Hypocrisy, jealousy, bureaucracy, poverty, the world is full of. I got the vibes and the signs of the times today. The vibes and the signs of the time. I got the vibes and the signs of the times today. The vibes and the signs of the times. I got the vibes and the signs of the times today. The vibes and the signs of the times. I got the vibes and the signs of the times today. The vibes and the signs of the times.
Le chanteur Oliver, enfin le dub poète Oliver Smith. Oliver Smith, illustre inconnu. Franchement, j'ai eu du mal à le trouver celui-ci. Et je ne saurais que vous recommander cette compilation World Sound and Power, qui représente vraiment l'ensemble des parrains en fait du dub poetry en Jamaïque. World Sound and Power, ça veut dire le mot, le son et le pouvoir. On va enchaîner donc avec un artiste, cette fois-ci britannique anglais, qui aussi fut un des grands représentants de la dub poetry. C'est l'homme Benjamin Zephania. On va écouter plusieurs morceaux. Un premier issu de son premier album dans les années 80. Je me souviens plus si c'est 83 ou 87. Un second qui sera en fait un a cappella, parce qu'en fait il se produit régulièrement un petit peu à travers le monde pour sa poésie. Et donc pour ses textes, il un peu à la façon d'un slammer, il est invité et il récite ses textes a cappella. Et un dernier où c'est dans la fin des années 90, il était dans une période très dub, très très vaporeuse, très mystique. Donc c'est les trois facettes de sa personnalité que je vous propose d'explorer ensemble. Mais le premier morceau, plus rabadub, hein, les années 80, 83, 87, j'opterai pour 87. No Politicians. Ah, voilà. Benjamin Zephania.
No politician can come round here. All politicians stay far from here. Cause politician them just no fear. Listen politician rebel, you don't fear them here. Stay here. Right here. Out here. The company television talking, spreading propaganda, causing I and I to wonder what happened over yonder. Give me back my real true Bible. It is a matter of survival. Give me back my real true culture. I know you are vulture. Oh dear. So get here. Stay here. Right here. Take back your PD and your dead god. Take back the VD and the dead god. Look, politician can't fool my people. We don't want you around. What we seek is freedom, justice, breaking barriers down. We will not tolerate the way you segregate the rich from the poor. We are peaceful fighters, dread united. Move right out the door and get here. Stay here. Right here. Out here. Look politician, the people them hungry. Look politician. Look politician, the blind must see. Look politician, lion heart run free. Out here. So get here. Stay here. Politician can't come round here. All politicians stay far from here. Cause politician them just no care. Listen politician rebel, you don't fear them dear. Stay dear. Right dear. Oh dear.
No Politician, c'est le titre du morceau de Benjamin Zephania. Et en fait, il marque clairement en fait le terrain dès les années 80. C'est qu'il n'y a pas de place ici pour les politiciens. Les politiciens, ils doivent rester loin de eux parce qu'ils évoluent sur une autre sphère, en fait, quelque part. On va écouter un autre morceau de Benjamin Zephania, cette fois-ci a cappella. Donc, je sais que c'est pas évident parce que c'est de l'anglais. Et bah voilà, la plupart d'entre nous, on parle pas tous anglais. Mais bon, voilà, si vous avez la chance d'arriver à comprendre un petit peu, ça vaut vraiment le coup parce que c'est vraiment la base la base de ces textes, quoi. C'est un petit peu la compréhension, en fait, la langue. Donc, si vous n'arrivez pas à les comprendre, essayez de vous les faire traduire, mais ça vaut le coup. Le morceau qu'on va écouter s'appelle This Poetry. Et c'est un morceau, en fait, en live. Il vient dire son poème devant toute une foule. Les conditions de son sont extrêmement mauvaises, donc il faudra m'excuser de par avance sur la qualité sonore, mais la prouesse technique vaut vraiment le coup, ainsi que le texte, bien sûr. Des poetry, ça veut dire cette poésie. Benjamin Zephania.
This poetry is like a rhythm that drops. The tongue brings a rhythm that shoots like a shot. This poetry is designed for ranting, dancehall style, big mouth chanting. This poetry won't put you to sleep, saying, follow me like your blind sheep. This poetry is not party political, not designed for those who are critical. This poetry is with me when I go to my bed. It gets into my dreadlocks and it lingers around my head. This poetry is with me when I am riding my bike, you know. I've tried Shakespeare. I have tried Tamir's, but this is the stuff I like. This poetry is not the kind that is written in a book. No, this poetry needs ears to hear and eyes to have a look. Yes, this poetry is verbal rhythm, no big words involved. And if I have a problem, the rhythm gets it solved. I have tried to be romantic. It did no good for me. I take a reggae rhythm and build my poetry. I could try something personal, but you've heard it all before. No written words are needed, cause plenty words in store. This poetry is called up ranting, the tongue plays a beat and the body starts skanking. This poetry is quick and childish, this poetry is for the wise and foolish. Anybody can do it for free, this poetry is for you and me. Don't stretch your imagination, this poetry is for the good of the nation. Chant in the morning, I chant in the night, I chant in the darkness and under the spotlight. I passed through university, I passed through sociology, and then I got a dread degree in dreadful ghettoology. This poetry is with me when I take a walk, and when I am talking to myself in poetry, I talk. This poetry is with me, below me and above, you see? This poetry is from inside me and goes to you with love.
Try. One try. Checking out the vibe of the tribe. We just want eat, dance, love and survive. Every day is a day that we celebrate, and every day a song we just thrive. Top wife talk in the streets as we walk. Plenty smiles all the while, fiat shall we not discriminate. We just accommodate, so you must appreciate a strictly dog treat. One tribe, it is as simple as that. One tribe, cause that is where it's at. One tribe, who are gonna get with a who? One tribe. That is how we pass
le morceau One Tribe. Il s'agit donc de Benjamin Zephania et du Hazardous Dub Company. Donc ça, c'est son projet dub surgi juste avant les années 2000. Donc ce projet bien bien sombre. Et je vous invite en fait à vous renseigner sur Benjamin Zephania. Vraiment, c'est un grand, grand artiste qui se produit un petit peu partout à travers la planète et qui a beaucoup de talent et une super vibe. Et comme on est du côté de l'Angleterre, on va enchaîner avec l'autre grande figure de la dub poetry anglaise, à savoir Lynton Kwesi Johnson. Depuis les années 60, Lynton Kwesi Johnson, il est présent. Il est engagé, il est militant et il est poète, il écrit des textes. Le morceau s'appelle Sonny's Letter. Il s'agit d'une lettre, qu'écrit un jeune homme à ses parents expliquant qu'il est en prison suite à une interpellation avec les forces de l'ordre. Certainement le jeune Black qui ne devait pas être au bon endroit au bon moment dans un Londres des années 70. Sonny's Letter, Lynton Kwesi Johnson. Voilà, il écrit de la prison en fait, de la prison de Brixton.
Brixton Prison, Jeb Avenue, London Southwest 2, England. Dear Mama, good day. I hope that when these few lines reach you, they may find you in the best of health. Mama, I really don't know how to tell you this, cause I did make a solemn promise to take care of little Jim and try my best to look out for him. Mama, I really did try my best, but nonetheless, I'm sorry to tell you, sir, poor little Jim get a rest. It was the middle of the rush hour, when everybody just a hustle and a bustle to go home for them evening shower. Me and Jim stand up waiting for a bus, not causing no fuss, when all of a sudden a police van pull up. Out jump three policemen, all of them carrying baton. Them walk straight up to me and Jim. One of them hold on to Jim, say him taking him in. Jim tell him to let go of him, for him not do nothing, and him not a thief, not even a button.
Jim start to wriggle. The police start to giggle. Mama, make I tell you what them do to Jim. Mama, make I tell you what them do to him. Them thump him in him belly and it turn to jelly. Them lick him pan him back and him rib get pop. Them lick him pan him head but it tough like lead. Them kick him in him seed and it started to bleed. Mama, I just couldn't stand up there and do nothing. So me joke one in him eye and him started to cry. Me thump one in him mouth and him started to shout. Me kick one pan him shin and him started to spin. Me thump him pan him chin and him drop on a bin and crash and dead. Mama, more policemen come down and beat me to the ground. Them charge Jim for sus. Them charge me for murder. Mama, don't fret. Don't get depressed and down hearted. Be of good courage till I hear from you. I remain your son, Sonny.
Sonny's letter, voilà. Suite à une altercation avec les policiers, eh ben, il s'est défendu dans une bagarre et il a malheureusement tué un policier. Et il se retrouve en prison. Et c'est l'objet de cette chanson. Magnifique, hein. LKJ, LKJ, Dub Poetry, c'est toujours Power Station. On enchaîne avec un autre morceau de Dub Poetry. Et bien évidemment, vous vous en doutez, il y a de nombreuses femmes aussi qui sont impliquées dans la Dub Poetry. Et c'est le cas de Jasmine Toulou, qui est donc une Dub Poète inconnue. On va l'entendre dans une première version accompagnée par Zion Train. Zion Train, eux par contre, bien connus dans le dub anglais. Le morceau s'appelle Share the Flame. Share the Flame, Zion Train and Jasmine Tutum.
No bitter tears to shed. Share the flame.
Yes people, c'est toujours Power Station, une spéciale dub poetry. Et vous avez écouté la chanteuse, la dub poète Jasmine Tutum sur le son musclé de Zion Train. Le morceau s'appelle Share This Flame. Et en fait, vu qu'on est dans le registre des chanteuses, des dub poétesses, on va enchaîner donc avec une autre artiste donc, dont je n'ai pas le nom. Alors, si quelqu'un pourrait m'éclairer sur l'identité de cet artiste, ça me serait d'un grand secours. Elle figure sur l'album du groupe The Truth. C'est la fin des années 70 en Angleterre. Ils ont sorti un seul album, The Truth, très très difficile à trouver. C'est un groupe de la même veine que Steel Pulse, Aswad ou Misty in Roots. Leur album est somptueux, vraiment pas facile à trouver. Il s'intitule I and I Strictly Roots. I and I Deal with Roots, c'est le nom de l'album. Si vous avez quelques informations à me procurer dessus, je suis preneur avec grand plaisir. Et ce morceau est un poème à l'Afrique, à l'Éthiopie, The Mysteries.
Think of it. To think of that bitter myth. That myth about my mother, your mother, our mother. About Ethiopia. About her having no history. The mystery of the apes and the jungles. Tell I now. Just tell I how. How could those wretched painters, plotters of deception, erase with white paint the rich, strong symbol of the cradle of man? And which one, for how long, could recode the mystic, mellow melody of her throats, echoed through the mouths of her sons and daughters in exile? And who, for any while, could stop the pulsing of her offspring's hearts from the rhythms of the drums? And how come those wretched plainters, all blind, deaf, and dumb, conceived and cradled such crooked infant thoughts of deculturation of the Nile's creation? I must permit my mind's brush tip to take a deep, long dip into the ink. My mother, I must paint her now. Her head, ancient and gray, like the sands of the Grand Sahara. Her chin must be lifted in blessed pride to the heights of Kilimanjaro. I shall recall to all, for all times, the cascading waters of her ageless cataracts, rushing down her ancient rocks, splashing her body for centuries. Her ebony body I shall adorn, I shall Mali, Nigeria, Ethiopia. I must paint her now. I must paint her dread, dressed in red, garments stained by the blood of her children, garments laced with green, gold, and colors gold. I must paint her.
This one is
The Mysteries, interprété par le groupe The Truth sur l'album I and I Deal with Roots, et c'est la fin des années 70. Magnifique poème sur fond de dub extrêmement mystique. Tout à l'heure, on a écouté des morceaux de Muta Baruka et j'ai évoqué le fait qu'il avait une émission sur une chaîne télévisée lors de laquelle il invitait différents artistes à venir clamer leurs textes. Et j'ai sélectionné un morceau d'une poète qui s'appelle Cherry Natural, qui est décédée l'an dernier, malheureusement. Et il y a eu de nombreux hommages à cette poète qui avait vraiment du talent. Et donc elle est venue à cette émission. Elle a sorti un de ses textes. Elle a ému un petit peu tout le monde. Le morceau s'appelle Be You, ce qui veut dire soyez vous-même. Cherry Natural a cappella.
This one is called Be You. As a motor say, regardless of what, just be yourself and do your thing in your own style and your own way. And follow nobody, you know. Just bring out what is within you, because there's a jewel inside of you waiting to come out. So be you. Them give you a costume that is not your size, and you punish yourself to fit into it. Tell you who you be, interpret what you see, what to eat, what to drink, what to think, how to walk, how to talk, how to fix your hair, what to wear. You're too fat, you're too slim, you're too white, you're too black, you're too tall, you're too short, you're too salt. You need a bath. When them done with you, you is any professional idiot. Nyam everything you see, cause you hate your body. Depression, no motivation, no self-esteem. Your reality get crushed, can't manifest your dreams. Self-doubt stand up in your way like any iron bar. Your desires, your compassion, your consciousness, and inferiority complex is at war. One piece of war. Them turn and twist you, fold and wrap it and seal and stamp you as a mad, mad woman. And if you take them shock, you no got no come back. Look here now. If your life is not fulfilling and you feel like you're not doing the right thing, elevate yourself with some word magic. Tell yourself you're lovable, you're worthwhile, one of humanity's child. Look how you're nice, look how you're sweet. Give yourself a treat, it's all in the mind. Change your thought pattern, treat yourself kind. I'm going rewind. Look here now, if your life is not fulfilling and you feel like you're not doing the right thing, elevate yourself with some word magic. Tell yourself you're lovable, you're worthwhile, one of humanity's child. Look how you're nice, look how you're sweet. Give yourself a treat, it's all in the mind. Change your thought pattern, treat yourself kind. Now it's seal and sign.
Don't give me that. I mean that talk about globalization, where every developing nation becomes a man-made station of political degradation and caste infibulation, where borders are ripped open and stuffed with press release calculations to encourage the cauterization. Don't give me that fodder. I mean that new world order, because the story is the same. It's just a new word order. Don't give me that. I mean that friction on diction, still riding on the blistered back of the peon, eon after eon after eon. Here we are, in this third, fourth, fifth world, watching our leaders embrace each other, brother to brother. Vulgar sellouts, while our children's teeth fall out in Coca-Cola dreams and Nutricide are your bloated belly screams. Boy, 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 don't give me that fodder. I mean that new world order. Because the story is the same. It's just a new word order.
Le morceau New World Order, interprété par Jasmine Touloun. Et notre émission Power Station arrive à son terme. C'était une spéciale dub poetry. On a eu l'occasion d'écouter les originators, les créateurs, mais aussi de nombreux artistes inconnus. Je vous rappelle que cette émission sera podcastée dès demain sur le site www.rdwa.fr. C'était Izmo. Sachez que Power Station, c'est tous les mercredis de 21h à 22h30, 90 minutes de reggae culture. Et pour terminer, ça va être avec le poème de notre ami Mouta Barouka sur une composition personnelle de moi-même, donc Izmo. J'ai choisi ce magnifique poème qui s'appelle This Poem, qui a vraiment un texte plus que intéressant, plus que passionnant, pour essayer de faire un petit instrumental derrière. Et j'espère que vous apprécierez. Je vous dis au revoir, à bientôt. C'était Power Station et c'était Izmo pour RDWA. 1, 2,
names. Names like Lumumba, Kenyatta, Nkuma, Hannibal, Atherton, Malcolm, Garvey, Haile Selassie. This poem is vexed about apartheid, racism, fascism, the Ku Klux Klan, riots in Brixton, Atlanta, Jim Jones. This poem is revolting against first world, second world, third world, division, man-made decision. This poem is like all the rest. This poem will not be amongst great literary works. Will not be recited by poetry enthusiasts. It will not be quoted by politicians or men of religion. This poem is knives, bombs, guns, blood, fire, blazing for freedom. Yes, this poem is a drum, Ashanti, Ma Ma, Igbo, Yoruba, Nyabingi warriors, Yahuru, Yahuru, Namibia, Yahuru, Yahuru sweater, Yahuru Africa. This poem will not change things. This poem needs to be changed. This poem is a rebirth of a people, a rising, awakening, understanding. This poem speaks, is speaking, has spoken. This poem shall continue even when poets have stopped writing. This poem shall survive, you, me. It shall linger in history, in your mind, in time, forever. This poem is time, only time will tell. This poem is still not written. This poem has no point. This poem is just a part of the story. His story, her story, our story. The story is still untold. This poem is now ringing, talking, irritating, making you want to stop it. But this poem will not stop. This poem is long, cannot be short. This poem cannot be tamed, cannot be blamed. The story is still not told about this poem. This poem is old, new. This poem was copied from the Bible, your prayer book, Playboy magazines, New York Times, Reader's Digest, CIA files,
the KGB files. This poem is no secret. This poem shall be called boring, stupid, senseless. This poem is watching you trying to make sense from this poem. This poem is messing up your brains, making you want to stop listening to this poem. But you shall not stop listening to this poem. You need to know what will be said next in this poem. This poem shall disappoint you because this poem is to be continued in your mind, in your mind, in your mind.